Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Gallen, and I'm being joined by two people from Copper Harbor Birding. And birding is something that, you know, I got to learn a lot about a couple of years ago, so I'm excited to have them back in the studio to talk about this. They have a big event coming up on May 16th that we're going to talk about. And if you are like me and you're not familiar with birding is, we're going to learn about that, how you can get involved, because it's certainly one of those things that it's great to know about, but you really can't enjoy it until you get out there and do it. So let's say hello to my guests. I have Hannah Rooks and Bill Degowski from Copper Harbor Birding. Welcome to Copper Country Today.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
All right, well, let's just start off, what is birding?
Birding is basically observing birds in their natural habitat. We're blessed here in the Keweenaw to be a northern-facing peninsula, and therefore we get the spring migration of birds coming from the south, heading up to Canada or simply heading to the Keweenaw and staying here, and we get 350 different species of birds every spring come into our area, and some stay here and some move on and go on up to northern Ontario and Quebec and Labrador. These are songbirds, water birds, and the primary reason most people come up here are to see the raptors. There's several thousand hawks and eagles that come through the area, and because of Brockway Mountain up in the northern end of Keweenaw, we get a spectacular look at these migratory birds coming through.
And it's definitely a thrill when you see a bird that you're not going to see on a normal basis. There's no better place to see them. But I remember my first time seeing a bald eagle when I came up here to the Keweenaw. I don't think I'll ever forget it. Now, of course, I've seen about a half a dozen of them. But I remember seeing that first one and going, wow, you don't normally see that, especially if you come from a populated area or from city down south.
No, and it's rare to be able to see them up close. And, again, being able to go up on Brockway Mountain, you'll possibly see hundreds of them in just an afternoon, and some of them within 20, 30 feet of you.
Now, what makes the Keweenaw Peninsula such a great place to be able to see the birds?
Again, the northern-facing peninsula jutting out into the water. Most of these raptors and some of the small birds don't like to cross large bodies of water. So they keep heading north, and dead end into the tip of the Keweenaw. Some cross because it's a little closer going through the peninsula and cross over to Canada, but most will either go back down the peninsula or cross over the bay to the Huron Mountains and then head across and go to Whitefish Point or right over to Sault Ste. Marie and cross.
Now, Hannah, do you have to have any sort of special skills that you come in to birding with if you're just starting out?
Well, you just have to have the will to learn about it, really, and the interest. You don't have to have any special skills. There's books out there. There's plenty of resources, and there's a lot of people around that are happy to teach you. And we have the counter up on Brockway Mountain, and he's very willing to point things out to you, and you don't need to know anything to start off. That's
a lot of hobbies when you get involved with them. Like I'm a big camper. I love camping. I'm really, really glad that I've been camping for a few years, because I remember that first year I went camping, I had to buy everything. I had to buy the tent, the sleeping bags, the blow-up mattress. It was really, you added everything in. Oh, I am not a rustic camper. I take everything with me. I like a pot of coffee and fried bacon when I get up. So we're talking about $800 worth of stuff even before you hit your first campsite. Do you need a lot of stuff to start birding, to invest in it before you can do it?
No, you just should get a really good bird book. Sibley's, National Geographic, Peterson's, any of those, Stokes, any of those guides, those are great. If you're interested in raptors in particular and you're going to go up on Brockway Mountain, we do have on our website something you can download that shows you the outline of what the wing span looks like, and so you can kind of tell when you're watching up there. And of course, a good pair of binoculars. And starting off with any kind of binoculars is just great, and going from there.
Yeah, you can go to Copper Harbor, and there's books available right in some of the gift shops there. There's from novice books to very advanced scientific books on birds. I'd suggest, like, The Laughing Loon's a good place to look for birding books. And you'll have to bring your own binoculars. I don't think there's any binoculars available. If you feel you need them, you can just drive around in the area and see hundreds of birds this time of year. If you go on Brockway Mountain and want to see the hawks up close with binoculars, you can get a pair that might cost $40 or $2,000. You know, there's quite a range in different quality binoculars. But you don't even need any binoculars to go up there. These birds come close, and amazingly close to you. So it's really something to see.
Well, I read somewhere that you would want to keep some distance from you and the bird, to not interfere with their sort of normal daily thing. Is that not a problem you have on Brockway because of the proximity? It's just so close?
No, you know, I don't think the birds will decide if they're coming too close, but they don't seem to have any problem getting very close to large groups of people up there that are talking and milling around, you know, walking around. The birds will just come in within several feet of you and don't seem to be too alarmed, or I don't think you're really bothering them.
Do you need to be wary or cautious? I mean, some of these birds are, you know.
We haven't had any bird attacks yet that we know of. It's a possibility, but it hasn't happened yet.
You're talking about, Hannah, about different guides that were available. I was trying to check around online and unsuccessfully because we live in a technology day and age of a phone app.
There's a phone
there
app.
There is. Okay. Let's see. If there isn't one, somebody should jump on that because some places you're going to go and you're not going to have cell phone service, but, you know, in quite a few places, especially in some of the stops that the state of Michigan is promoting as birding stops along US 41, and on your way down to downstate there, you can stop off and they have what they call designated birding spots, which you would be well within cell phone range at any of those places. And I don't know if you could take a picture of the bird, or you can just, you know, look it up and then it can look it up for you.
Yeah. There's an app that is called iBird, and they had it for free for a while. If it costs anything, it might be a couple dollars at this point. But we have self-service on Brockway Mountain, and this app, you can search for a bird by color, and you can search for a bird. I mean, it's for everyone. Even a novice can use it. And you can also listen to their different calls.
Oh.
And you can look at pictures of them on this app. It's a great app. I use it a lot.
Now, if you're going up on Brockway Mountain, what other things should you bring with you, or do you need anything else? If you got your guide, whether it's on your phone or in your pocket, and you have your binoculars, anything else you need to know?
Lawn chair and a cooler is nice.
Yeah. Okay.
No, there's several places along Brockway Mountain Drive. You don't have to just go to the top of Brockway Mountain, where you can park easily. You can sit in a lawn chair and with your binoculars and spend an afternoon up there. It's really just spectacular being there. And if we have a south wind of any kind, east, west, but south is the best, you're liable to see several hundred or even a few thousand birds in just a few hours. And I'm talking raptors, several different kinds of hawks, and then bald eagles, immatures, matures, and also golden eagles. We've Every year, the number of all the eagles has just been increasing more and more. Sightings of golden eagles in the last 5 years that we've had the count.
And your vantage point on Brockway Mountain has to be difficult to find anywhere else, because, you know, being so high up, you have opportunities to be, you know, looking eye level with the birds, or even down if they're flying low enough, and there's very little obstructed view.
Yeah, absolutely. Very few people have looked down on eagles and hawks in flight, and it's one of the few places that's easily accessible, and almost guaranteed you're going to get views of hawks and eagles from above, below, and eye level. It just makes it one of the most unique spots in the entire country to watch this migration. And it's not just that it's the height, it's the way the lay of the land is. The valley produces these updrafts, and on certain days the birds will kettle for hours and hours and through the valley there in Brockway, between Rocky Ridge and Brockway Mountain. So you get to watch these birds just constantly, like a parade going by, sometimes in a kettle of 20 or 200, and then others just one coming by, one after the other, just like a parade.
It's fun to watch them, too, because you can tell they're having a lot of fun together sometimes. They're all over the place, and they're playing, they're diving down, and they're coming up, and they're using that updraft to move them around, and
The weather can be nasty out, and they'll still come through in large numbers. I've been up there sometimes in the evening after the bird counter is already left for the day, and I'll still count 300 or 400 more hawks and eagles coming through on kind of drizzly, cold, windy evenings. So the weather really doesn't stop them. They really want to get up to where they're headed. It's an important time of year for them.
Talking right now with Bill Degowski and Hannah Rooks from the Copper Harbor Birding, and this is the time of year where you really want, if you're into birding or you want to get started into it, we're coming up on the time that you're going to get your best views, and you have some events going along to mark that.
Yes, actually right now for the migration, it's really coming in full force for the raptors right now. So this is a great time. And now that the Brockway Mountain Drive is open from both ends, you can get up there in your little car even. So this is the time to go watch them on Brockway Mountain in a few weeks on May 16th. We are going to be celebrating the migration in Copper Harbor at the Visitor Center, and we're going to have some programs, a few different programs, and some birding hikes in between those.
Well, what kind of activities and events are you going to have to mark the celebration?
Well, starting at 1 o'clock, we're going to have a live raptor program, and that's put on by Northwoods Wildlife Center. It's probably the most popular program, and it's one for the whole family. They bring, usually about 3 to 4 raptors, owls, and they do a wonderful presentation describing, you know, how these birds work. And they've been rehabilitated, and so usually when they rehabilitate a bird and they're able to release it back into the wild, they do that. But sometimes something has happened and they're not, and that's not the best choice for the bird to be put back in the wild. So they use these as education birds. And they brought different birds each year. And that one is going to be probably the biggest one. and it's 1 o'clock, so you can come from Houghton, Calumet, Chassel, wherever you're coming from. Some people even come from out of state to come to see this, and there's no fee, but we do have a suggested donation. And it's kids can come for free, and I mean everyone's for free, but we have to pay for this and ourselves, and it's not inexpensive. So
yeah, it'd be nice if everything like this that are so, you know, so worthwhile just are free. You know, it doesn't cost anybody anything, but unfortunately, it's not the reality of things. There's costs that have to be covered.
Yeah. Yep. After that program, we're going to go for a. Weather permitting, we'll be going for a birding walk through Westcote's field there, and that's right behind the visitor center. And we'll take the little the bike hike path, and unless, of course, we are having a very good south wind, in which case we might go up on Brockway Mountain, because that would be probably some pretty amazing migration. So between that program in the hike, or after the hike, there's a program at 3 o'clock, and it's still to be announced. But David Flashpoler from Michigan Tech University is going to be speaking about the birds of the area, and he's going to give a presentation. After his program, we are going to possibly go on the John Lincoln Green Trail and Fort Wilkins Trails for the guided bird walk. Again, that's weather permitting. And at 5 o'clock in the evening, Joe Youngman with Copper Country Audubon is going to be giving a presentation that will feature an update from the long-running Manitou Island Bird Survey, as well as the newest water bird study that they've been doing out of Hebbard Park. He'll also be showing us some new data and interesting findings and pictures, and he'll be talking about what they've been seeing this year so far. So that's what's going on that day.
That's all in one day. That's a packed day. But you still have time to get outside and look at birds.
So. Yeah, that's the idea of the bird hikes, you know. That's why we're there, is that's the birds. See the birds.
One thing nice when the rehabilitators are there, it gives you a rare opportunity to see some of these raptors just a few feet from you. You know, I mean, they'll walk around the room. They'll take questions. You can learn more about birding and these raptors in just a few minutes than you could read 20 books. Mm-hmm. And actually seeing these birds a few feet from you just gives you the idea just how large they are and how magnificent these birds are. Another thing I want to point out is the counter up on the mountain, Tim Bearwald, is a real friendly guy to talk to and informative. And again, you'll learn more about these raptors. Spending some time up there with him than you could in a classroom probably for weeks, because the birds are coming. You get to see them. You learn how to identify them, some of the tricks to identifying them. And it's so interesting. That's really how you get hooked on birding, is doing it. You watch the birds one day and you want to go again, and you just learn more every day. Every time you go, you learn more about them. It's really exciting to be up there on a good day.
One of the things that makes this so appealing for me is, you know, I love Copper Harbor, but I don't ride mountain bikes. I don't have an ATV, and I don't own a boat. So as much as I love going up there for any excuse I can get up there, and I don't ski and snowmobile. So, I wonder if I ever go outside. So this is a way for someone like me to go up to Copper Harbor to enjoy something, you know, just enjoy the town. I can go up there and take part in an event like you have on May 16th, do the birding. and not have to be quite so physically active, because it's more of a little laid back hobby.
Yeah, and I strongly suggest, you know, the next 5 weeks, this weekend looks like it's going to be very favorable, clear, some sunny weather. It's going to warm up, which brings the updrafts and the south winds. It's going to be a low pressure south of us, a high pressure north of us, northeast of us. So,
oh, you really watch this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
No, you do. And I don't want to guarantee it, but I'll strongly suggest that this is going to be a good weekend to watch eagles and the early hawks, the rough-legged hawks. And we saw our first osprey a few days ago. The largest number of hawks that come through are the broadwings, and they're just starting. But we'll probably see over 20,000 broadwings come through in the next few weeks. The eagles are already peaking out, where these next 2-3 weeks you'll see hundreds of eagles in a day if we have a south wind. And the reason the south wind is, they get some of these birds are going 3,000 to 4,000 miles. They come from South America, and not the eagles, but some of the hawks, and they enjoy what they call free flight, where they can just glide, simply glide, and not burn energy, because they still have, they're only halfway to where they're going, a lot of them. So they want to get as much free flight as possible. So they'll sit on the days when there's north wind, and they'll fly on the days when there's south winds. And again, you also the small birds, the warblers and indigo bunnings. It's a beautiful, small, bright blue bird that later in May and early June, they use the Brockway Mountain Drive as a breeding ground for, where you can actually see several indigo bunnings, and maybe just one drive up to the top of Brockway, and just a few feet away in the tops of the trees, which are eye level on the Brockway Drive. And you get some people have never seen indigo bunnings, just in books, and here you'll get an opportunity to see them just a few feet away and get pictures of them, and it's really something to see.
And even though it's been a little cooler lately, a little bit of a return to winter this past week, the birds that are coming up from down south that are not checking the weather forecast, they're coming back. So you don't want to wait till it's nice and 70 degrees outside. You'll miss that migration.
Well, there's really about a 90-day window of the migration from mid-March, when the eagles first start coming through. And they really are, the open water is what dictates the eagle flight. As the Mississippi Valley starts freeing up and the water opens up, they start heading north. And they got here a little bit later than the 15th this year. We started seeing them around the 1st of April. And a few days ago, we saw several hundred. And every day from now till 1st of June, we'll start seeing several hundred birds a day when there's any kind of south wind.
Been talking with Hannah Rooks and Bill Dugowski from the Copper Harbor Birding, and they have their big event coming up on Saturday, May 16th. Hannah, that was a lot of information that you gave. Can somebody go online and find that out again?
Yes, of course. If you go to our site, it's copperharborbirding.org, and you can click on the events tab, and it will give you the list of everything going on. There's more than just that one day. The Michigan Nature Association has worked with us and promoted our event too, and so Dana Richter and Nancy Leonard, they're going to be doing a trail cleanup on Brockway Mountain on May 31st. And that's something that you can come and do some birding and bring your work gloves and your lunch and your water and definitely some bug repellent, because it's the end of May. But yeah, you can go and help out, and it's a great way to you know, to get up there and to help out a little bit. We also have a benefit, the Harbor House restaurant up there in Copper Harbor has been generous enough to host a benefit breakfast. This year it's on Sunday, June 7th, and it's just for 2 hours, 9 to 11. But as if you've ever been to the Harbor House, you know what a wonderful job they do, and it's a real treat to have breakfast because they don't serve breakfast anymore. So,
and if you want to know, focus in a little bit on the Hawks and Brockway Mountain, you have the BrockwayHawkWatch.org. You can also visit that and get some information and kind of get you prepped up to go watch the Hawks migrate across the across Brockway Mountain there. Bill, Hannah, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.